looking over the permit as part of the review of this project in particular, we found out that that permit expired in 2002.
Just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is new information for us. So we were not comfortable moving forward with that.
Well, let that get out.
7,500 cubic yards of this material at this time without pursuing a new permit, which we are in the process of doing right now.
How long do you think that will take?
Generally, about 90 days, best case scenario, with a core. It's a core permitted facility. Minimum 90 days.
And would that be okay for the stuff that is coming out of Shoemaker with the permit you're talking about at the...
It would.
Okay.
There's no space.
There is. But we're not permitted for it right now. It is an option on here. I don't know if you all have another preferred alternative that's approved, but I'm going to run for it.
This might be an idea. What's the timeline of the removal? The dredging. What I was thinking is, if we're held to this August deadline for the Byford dump out at Pat's Lake, don't they have a cap that they're going to put on that? Would that suffice as part of the cap?
If you know, I haven't reviewed those plans in detail to understand what type of aggregate they're calling for. This is a pretty sandy material, so I don't know if that would fall in line with the monofill construction for the Byford site.
The timing might be off, but that would be a site I would feel more comfortable with. I know that there's transportation cost involved, but I wonder if we could coordinate, if that will happen, and it sounds like it probably will, in August at the latest, that removal of the material to that site.
What is your timeline?
We have to move all 100 boats out of Shoemaker to make that available. So for us, it has to take place like September through May, when our transient traffic disappears, the harbor's quiet down, we can start rat hole boats everywhere. That's going to be the plan. So, they'll show up in September, start dismantling. It could be October, November, time they get everything cleaned out of there and start their dredging process. So by then, obviously, that August deadline would have come and gone, and the material will be out there at that Pass Lake.
The bigger issue for us is knowing where it's going so that we can put that information in the bid documents. Otherwise, if we are haul, we know not where, there's the potential for a big change order. And I don't know what that impact would be on our budget. If we said, we know you're going to have to haul approximately this many cubic yards, it could be this many miles, it could be this many miles, and what the circumstances are at the dump site for them to have to dump the material. So that's...
Or cover material and shape it. That's
right. Right. So that's
the whole site. This can be a different.
That's the bigger deadline for us right now in making a decision.
There may be a possibility to develop the contract documents for bidding purposes by way of identifying, let's say, the monofill out by the shooting range as the base bid haul location, and then maybe we can develop an alternative bid item that says, if not here, then here's our second location, in case the permit doesn't come through or we run out of time, by the time we're dredging. That may be another option.
I like having that option to go out to the shooting range. I don't know if the 90-day permit process is going to interfere. It doesn't sound like it would interfere with you guys' timeline.
But as long as we can identify it in the bid documents.
We'll be going to bid shortly.
The bid will be approved long before we know.
Well, I like your idea of going to say, okay, this is where we're potentially going to go to, but if it doesn't work out, this is where you're going to be a short. You're trying to get the whole length of it. I understand what everyone else, Councilman Powell and Prasunka are saying about it there, but if you're only talking about a third of it, put it a third of it on the back, away from the school, away from the funding hill. I mean, you're already talking a third of that being on that area. I don't know if either one of them remember when that was put there, but the smell was extensively bad for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this is going to smell like. I have no idea. But if I remember, also, it was seated. And cover, you could not go in there. It was logged all the way around. And then I know this as a fact because I was a teenager at the time. And we moved the logs.
Successful jump.
Okay, so not a proud moment, but I mean, it was. But and then it just kind of became like you guys are saying, a four-wheel drive. I mean, everybody did it. I mean, it just that's how it happened. So I have to agree, it would be. Almost have to watch it very extensively if you are going to seed it because it's going to.
You want to armor rock it. Put armor rock
around. Yeah, armor rock around and don't put logs up because a kid will move them.
Well, one of the ideas, if that was a site that was considered that we discussed with Kate Thomas, Parks and Rec Director, is to, because it's such a large area out there, could we use the material to create some use separation? One of their biggest users, regulated users of that facility right now, is of course people. So this material wouldn't really be conducive to a continued horse field, right? So could you separate the field, possibly leave this area for the horse folks because they don't have any place else to go, and you know Parks and Rec doesn't want to kick them out of there. So create a separation where you then build up the rest of the site. It's at higher elevation. You provide the barriers that you need to keep motorized vehicles off of it. It's maybe an extension of the sledding hill that's already there now on that south end. Capped and seated and, you know, becomes more of a green space. And it's better maintained than that big site has been. It's a large site to have to maintain to any level. So that was some of the discussion that happened with Parks and Rec. Their site and have a final resting place for this material. I would say the only detriment to placing it at the monofill, and again, that's the purpose of it, is for development excavation materials, is that it would just be using up a lot of the capacity. Once that side is to capacity, we'll be looking for another site to develop. If they want to continue as a borough, offering space for people to place their inert waste from development activities.
And it's not suitable for paving, or I know Shoemaker parking lot is notorious for.
It's too sandy.
It's too sandy.
Yeah, we had gradations done on, we took three samples throughout the dredge area, and two out of the three exhibited 60 to 65% sandy materials and 30% silt materials, so very little gravel. So the other, it's got limited use as far as either you know a compacted material that you're gonna you know have impacts on, or even as a sub-base material.
That's the problem with Shoemaker Bay now. The, mm-hmm. the surface is because it was fill material from
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just not cold enough.
The Institute's closer and cheaper yet, but you probably have to move it or do something with it should you get down to that second phase of development.
That is an option because once it's out in the open in a remote location and gets rained on, snowed on, it takes that odor away from it a lot.
Why would you think, I never even thought about Institute, but why would you think you'd have to remove it? If you don't think there'd be any areas in that place be fulfilled? That we need to, you know, level
this,
stuff
this material, if you can use this for fill, it's going to be down there a good 5 feet below the surface.
Okay.
And it's got to be deep enough. So we talked about would it be good for bedding and piping and bedding some ditches? Certainly, but 7,000 yards of it might be a little excessive to get some plumbing in there. So, you know, we don't want to, as much
we
as
need
I
a
can,
new ditch.
Let's say, jump across the street because it's shorter, it's quicker, it's cheaper, and saves the project money. Are we just going to kick the can down the road or next project has to go move 7,000 yards of sand at a cost.
Yeah, exactly.
There would be land clearing required there as well. That's part of the, it's listed here in your advantages and disadvantages for each of the sites. So logging and, you know, added cost to remove that, or stockpile it, and then you've got a stockpile of trees on the site that then have to be dealt with once you move forward with any portion of the master plan development.
I agree. That's certainly the easiest, quickest, and cheapest alternative, but it just leaves that problem for another day.
But it wouldn't be the hardest problem anymore.
And I thought at one time, didn't I read that there was chromium?
Oh, we had that retested.
And you had it retested?
Yeah, would you like for me to explain that?
Yes.
So when we sent the list of metals that we wanted to have analyzed, chromium was listed, just straight chromium. I listed those, not being a scientist. I didn't know that there was actually several different compounds of chromium.
Uh-huh.
So it came back with a designation that didn't really fit or made the results look negative. And so we questioned that, had an environmental engineer look at that for us, and comparing it to what DEC has in their list of regulations for analytes that you want to make sure you meet the cleanup levels for upland disposal. There were two different types of chromium compounds. And so we sent that out again and had it retested for those specific compounds. And they came back, one was no detection and the other with very low levels.
And you tested for all the heavy metals?
Yes, correct. The heavy metals and petroleum hydrocarbons.
Hydrocarbons.
I don't think any of these are ideal. I don't know if you want to put three options in the bid, and then sort it out later or something with a little more community discussion. I don't know. I'm not comfortable in saying right now what option to choose. And it's like, I don't know if you're even thinking straight.
Well, I think we're punching.
I'm worried about the public coming back to us and hanging us for dumping the stuff without talking to anybody at a school. I'm kind of concerned about that.
I mean, if it's okay to put it in the bid with like three alternatives, and it's not going to cause too much angst with that process, and we can move the one permit forward and do some community outreach a little bit more to get a better I personally don't feel comfortable making
a
final decision right now.
Well, we're going to build an addition to the water plant, we think. Is there any use of it out there? If we could park it out there for a while.
We run our water through it.
Well,
it says.
But the way the contract will read, well, it's only if they don't have a suitable location of their own that they use one of ours. They could very well.
But we have to assume they will
be inside. Well, yeah, but are they going to talk to some private contractor who's got a lease on a rock pit and pack it up there? Because you get with that taking place, you might have the same conversation as now it's in somebody else's back door. The thing is, nobody ever wants it in their back door, their backyard, they want it somewhere else.
I guess my recommendation would be that we move forward stating that the monofill is the first. Obviously, they can dispose of it on their own appropriately. Or the monofill, and then as much as I hate to say it, then I would probably go to the Institute next as a last ditch effort. I don't know. I'm worried that we don't have unless we're going to have a public hearing, I'm worried we don't, because that's really what I'm sort of hearing that you want in order to make a decision about whether or not the running track would be appropriate. Will the community tolerate it? And I'm not sure we have enough time to go through that.
We've got several people doing fill projects. I know Mitchell's got something going on, doesn't he, that he's got his permitting for it and looking for fill, and I'm just wondering if he can utilize that material a little bit, well, probably about the same distance when you look at it in terms of just out to the mill area. But I'm wondering if Mark might have...
It's just not suitable for development.
Have
you talked to Mark?
He's moved some of his own in-water mud simply over into his fill location. I don't know if he has a need in the little harbor thing he's building, the dike he's putting out there, if he needs a bunch of fill for that or not. And I don't think he's permitted to go upland, is he, in his property across the street?
I don't remember. I just had thrown it out there that he may have a need for some of it, or other people might. And I don't know in terms of suitability for utilizing it for fill. I don't know anything about that either. I'm just throwing that out there, that if there was somebody who said, geez, yeah, truck it out here, I'll stick it on the ground and level off an area.
We had talked to some local folks who we thought might be interested, and they said not until they understood the consistency of it would they commit.
And see it.
Yeah, whether it would be suitable for their purposes, you know, especially with it being more sandy, silty. It's just not the product that most people are looking for.
This amount, would that fill, would that completely fill the site out at the shooting range? Is that too...
No, we need to have it surveyed, and part of this core permit renewal, they may require us to do that, so we're waiting to see if they will. But based on the limits that are shown in the first survey, we've got plenty of room for this material.
There's also the rock pit out that's got... it's actually quite a mess right now out the spur and up towards Bellard's old place, or to Bellard's place. I'm just wondering, that thing needs... it would be nice to clean it up a bit, cap it off, and that stuff may just be perfect for it. You know what I'm...
the one that was considered for the Byford?
Yeah, for the Byford fill site. That actually, I've been out there a fair bit, and it's quite a mess. It would be nice to top it, and it also was a... it was stuff from the old... the in-town mill, right? I mean, that was a lot of that material.
Yeah, some of the Marine Service Center fill.
Is there that much room in that for seven?
Well, I don't... we've been filling it up, so I don't know how far you're willing to fill it up and drain it off in that quarry.
Because you're talking about a 100 by 200 pile, 10 feet tall. It's pretty good.
Look at it, Greg. All I know is it's a mess, and we got a lot of old boards that's sticking up and nails and stuff. And
a lot of trash.
And people are adding trash to it too.
So is this a question? What is the fear with the running track? Is it that it'll smell for a while, or is it that there may be some contaminants we're not getting into yet that we may get into further?
My fear is the liability to the community that if we cap it with this stuff. Secondly, I question any engineer that says you're going to grow grass in that. I mean, I'm sorry, it's sand and it's the silt, and I just don't know how much grass you're going to grow or how well it's going to grow.
No, probably on farmland, there's sand.
I understand. I'm just saying that this stuff has been, it's been had bottom paint and batteries and, you know, everything. I don't know how old that harbor is. But so that's my concern, is that we do this and we wind up with some kind of liability for our community that we weren't anticipating. And as far as the testing goes, I don't know. We didn't bring down a barge and drill. And so, to me, that's spotty. If we had gone through and done 50 test drills throughout that harbor and all 50 turned up absolutely nothing, then I would say, yeah, no, that sounds pretty reasonable. But I know that we had to do it a little bit differently than optimally, and I get why we did that. But I don't know why we would position ourselves for liability in a high-use area. It's also one of our better... I know it's a muddy hole, but I see kids on there all the time. I work my dogs there. There's kids there all the time doing something. There's horses, there's kids, it's kind of a community area, whether it's kids having a bonfire or mud football. I know it's a bog hole, but it's our bog hole.
Keep in mind the monofill is going to be a sled mill someday.
No, I get it.
They're going to be going there anyways.
But that's my concern, Greg.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
So Lisa's recommendation back to you all to identify the monofill and then the institute property, your opinion on that?
I'd feel comfortable with doing that.
I know it's late. My concern with the Institute property is dumping it there and then moving it again.
Well, for now, we can at least get it in the RFP, get that out, and yeah.
Would we have to permit that, Amber, if we did it out at Shoemaker? Enough lands feel safe? No. It's our property, we can do that.
It's already been impacted, so it's not considered wetlands, and DEC has said they don't require they don't have any jurisdiction over this if it's not contaminated.
Dump it when you want to fill, or dump it up to shooting range, and you can always ask forgiveness later.
We've been doing that since 2002.
We've been doing that for 15 years. Small truck loads.
Long before you came, Amber. I appreciate that.
That was awesome.
So we're working to ask for a renewal permit on that so we can continue using that site. But until it's in place, we didn't feel comfortable identifying that as the site, farm site.
I think that's a reasonable plan. We have a motion on the floor still on table.
Yeah.
Floor.
I'd like to wait for go ahead and discussion and hear from a minute till Lisa gets back so she fully understands the direction of this.
Someone's going to have to remind me what the motion was.
To put it up at the running track.
The motion on the floor is. Move to approve the running track as the alternative as the Shoemaker Harbor replacement project storage materials disposal site.
Okay. And was it the assembly's wish to modify that, amend that motion to include an alternative?
That's
or
what
two?
I was thinking.
Are we doing two alternatives or are we going
to
try for the...
You need to amend the motion.
I don't want to amend this to leave this as an option.
Right.
So that to me as the like I would rather
a substitute motion to include in the RFP two alternative sites for disposal, one at the shooting range, the other at the Institute.
Did we not all actually have three, because we also said that if they can use this material to cap the monofill at Pat's Lake, if we go with that,
they'll be done with that.
Yeah.
They'll be done, so that's not a possibility. Yeah. Okay.
So the best thing to do is bring up this motion and vote it down if you want to go.
Well, I think I can offer a substitute motion as long as it gets a second, and it just flips for that other motion, so it substitutes for the first motion.
So I think you can amend your motion. So you could amend your motion to say you want the two disposal sites, then you would vote on the amendment, and if it passes, then you would vote on the original motion as amended.
But you can also offer a substitute motion.
Okay.
Either way you guys are comfortable
doing. We've
never
done
just thought
that
it would be clearer than that.
I second her amended motion.
Then this is an amendment.
You've given me something to research now.
I know. Pull out the little Robert's rules.
Well, I was just going to Google Robert's rules, but I know it's going to be this long, so I'm not going to do
it. It can be done anyway, any of those ways.
Lisa, we've digressed into full on anarchy in here. You better get back. Julie's trying to hijack Robert's rules on us, I noticed.
I was thinking like a public.
So
the motion is on the table, so I will move to amend the motion to strike the running track. And instead offer two alternatives in the RFP. One is the shooting range option. Two is the Institute option.
Second.
Well, that was for road monofill.
Or the inert waste monofill.
What is
it? It's been moved and seconded. Do we need to do anything with the previous motion, or can we just amend it and leave it?
She did it as a substitute motion, right?
No.
I changed it to an amended motion to make everyone feel comfortable.
Okay. Do we have any discussion on the
Yeah. I just want to make sure and clear that we are going to, in RFP, we want to say that at the shoemaker, I mean not shoemaker, but the shooting range will be the first option. I don't want them to... I don't want to come back saying, well, we don't want that option. We want to do it there. You know?
So the way it would be identified in the contract documents is the monofill would be identified in the base bid.
Okay.
And then we would ask them for deductive alternative to move that other site to the SG site instead.
Okay.
If the permitting doesn't come through.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, any further discussion? We're voting on the amendment now.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Assemblymember Prezunka?
Yes.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Assemblymember Howell?
Yes.
Mayor Jack?
Yes.
So now we need to vote on the main motion.
The main motion was the running track, basically.
Well, you've amended that motion.
We
now.
Amended that motion, but we have to vote on
the amendment.
We voted on the amendment.
So you voted on the amendment. Now you're voting.
Now we
had to
vote on the main motion.
As amended. As amended, yeah.
Okay. Poll vote, please.
Okay. Assemblymember Prezunka?
Yes.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Assemblymember Howell?
Yes.
Assemblymember Gilbert?
Yes.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Mayor Jack.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Just say yes.
Wow. Now, Mayor Jack.
Yes.
I didn't say, but I'm not quite sure what I voted on, but yes.
I screamed for everyone.
You better adjourn us before we all leave.
Yeah.
We haven't adjourned yet.
Well, okay, item 14, attorney's file. It's available for review in the Assemblymember in the clerk's office. Executive session, we have none, and we will adjourn.
Good man.
Lord.
9:55 p.m.
Okay.
We'll be out of here by 8:30.
Yeah, I'm right.